Masechet Eduyot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, will now have a machloket about a Nazir. A Nazir is somebody who takes upon himself Nazirut. He's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to drink wine, or become Tameh from a dead body. When a person takes upon himself Nazirut, we say Stam Nazirut, the general amount of time he has to wait is 30 days, unless he designates a different amount of time. A Nazir was Tameh when he makes the vow of Nezirut, cannot start to count his days of Nezirut until he purifies himself and becomes Tahor. The rabbis made a decree about all of the Galut, all of the land outside of Eretz Yisrael, that they said all that land is considered to be Tameh, and a person who's in that land is considered to be Tameh, and as if he already touched a dead body. It's known as Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim. We say that the Goyim buried their dead all over the place in unmarked graves, not only in cemeteries. So all of the land outside of Eretz Yisrael may have dead bodies under there. So it's all possibly Tameh. On a Derabanan level, we treat it like that. On a Deoraita level, we don't suspect that any dead bodies are under where the person may be standing. But on a Drabanan level, it's known as Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim. A person who's outside of Eretz Israel would not be allowed to start his term of Nezirut, and he cannot fulfill his Nezirut obligation over there. We'll talk about somebody who observed the full term of Nezirut outside of Eretz Israel, and then only afterwards came to Eretz Israel. Somebody accepted upon himself a long term of Nezirut. The regular term is 30 days, so this is more than that. And he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. And he finished his Nezirut when he was outside of Israel. And then afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael. How many days does he have to redo? He followed all the Nezirut in a problematic way. You're not allowed to start Nezirut when you're in Chutz La'aretz. So, but he finished it. So what do we make him go through again? Bet Shammai Omrim, Nazir Sheloshim Yom. According to Bet Shammai, he has to be a Nazir for 30 days. The Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim that we spoke about, that is Tameh because he's in the exile, is only Tum'ah on a Derabanan level. So technically, he fulfilled his deoraita, his biblical obligation of Nezirut, even though he's outside of the land of Israel. But the rabbis penalized him, and they said that he shouldn't have done it over there. So they're going to make him redo the standard term of Nezirut, which is 30 days, and they're going to make him do that one more time. But to repeat the entire term that he took upon himself, let's say it was 60 days, Hachamim are not going to make him repeat that because he technically fulfilled that obligation on the Deoraita level, even though he was in Chutz La'aretz. Bet Hillel omrim, Nazir batehila. Say Bet Hillel, no. He has to be a Nazir like he was at the beginning of his swear. He has to do it all over again while he's in Eretz Yisrael. He has to come to Israel, he has to get pure, and then he has to fulfill the entire term of Nezirut once more. Even though technically on a Deoraita level he fulfilled his obligation, Hachamim obligated him to do it once more because he didn't do it correctly, so he has to start all over again from the beginning, like he never was a Nazir outside of Israel at all. If someone had two different pairs of witnesses giving testimony about him, Elu me'idim shenadar shetayim, ve'elu me'idim shenadar hamesh. The first set of witnesses testify about a certain man that they accepted, that man accepted upon himself two terms of Nezirut, two 30-day terms. Ve'elu me'edim shenadar hamesh, but other witnesses, a second set of witnesses are testifying that no, that man didn't only accept two upon himself, but that man accepted five terms of Nezirut. 5 times 30 is 150 days of Nezirut. But the man himself is claiming he didn't take any Nezirut upon himself at all. So what do we do in this case? Bet Shammai omrim, nechleka ha'aidut. Say Bet Shammai, the testimony is divided. In other words, we have a contradiction. One is saying 5, one is saying 2. They can't both be correct. So therefore, the Bet Din tosses out, throws out the testimony of both of these witnesses. We don't know which one of them is telling the truth. So we throw all of them out. Ve'enka Nezirut, and therefore the person has no obligation of Nezirut at all. Bet Hillel omrim, yesh bichlal hamesh shetayim, sheyihyeh nazir shetayim. Say Bet Hillel, included at least in the the opinion that says that he took upon himself 5 terms of Nezirut, of course that person would agree that at least he took upon himself 2 terms of Nezirut. So in other words, everyone agrees that there's at least 2 terms of Nezirut, and that's considered to be valid. So therefore, Shehiyeh Nazir Shetayim. We say the law is he has to be a Nazir for 2 different terms.